if you were a little more linguistic. Okay, first of all, today is May 26th,
6th, Thursday.
1988.
Right.
And just tell me a little about yourself, a little family history, if you would.
Well, I can tell you that.
Okay, your name first, I'm sorry.
Althelma. My maiden name was Althelma. And there was just my brother and I. It was only two of the children that we had when they came here. And he came here and bought land. And then a man by the name of Mr. came, they bought land the same time and came here with him. And so in 1908, they built just a little lean-to on one of the places. Well, then when they went back to bring the stuff, they brought everything by train to Rock Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in March, and they unloaded the trains, the cars, and he hooked the teams up and drove across the desert to this where he lived. Have you been on this road going toward Lander?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Over here about 2 miles on this, on that side of the road going toward Lander, or coming this way, it's on this side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you remember, you came to a trailer house. It's a large trailer house with a lot of trees there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I was raised.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
They came there and he bought that land.
Now, they came from where?
Nebraska.
I see.
And
and you were telling, I'm sorry to interrupt, just a little before, why they decided to come here and your father's age and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, these salesmen comes around and they tell you, they wanted to sell all this land. There was no land. It was just a desert. And they decided to make a big deal out of it, you know, and so they thought, well, they'd get a bunch of farmers that was wanting to come out here. So they just decided that this would be a pretty good place to come. Well, they came here, and of course, it was nothing. There's just nothing here at all. Sagebrush and rich and thistles, that's what it was. And so my dad took up this homestead over here. Well, it really wasn't a homestead. He bought it. But at that time, the land was $2 an acre. That's what they gave for it. No, they gave $50 an acre for it. But the water right was, see, it's irrigation.
Mm-hmm.
And that water was $2 an acre. That's what they charged for the water, which was a lot of money, you know, at that time. And there was no water here till 1912. That 1912 was the first water that was brought into the valley.
And so
they were here all that time.
What,
but
4 years?
They had, yes. He came here in 1909. That was 1909.
Oh, I see.
And all that time, they were clearing the sagebrush, and they'd go out with a plow and plow up the sagebrush. And then, I don't know whether you've seen the sulky rake or not. That's one of these old rakes with the teeth that hangs behind and with two great big wheels on it.
Now, is that different than a harrow?
Oh, yes. It has big wheels, and this rake, you step on a pedal, and when it gets everything it can get in behind, they push on that, and that brings it up, and it goes in windrows.
Oh, okay.
And so they after they got the sagebrush all plowed up, they went in there and raked that, and they'd rake it the full length of their place, you know. And then after night, after it dried up, after night, well, everybody'd go out and burn it. You could see what the ones were in the valley. You could see those brush fires all over the valley. And that's how they cleared the land, see. But it was just awful hard to make a living here. So my dad freighted. He had 6 head of horses. After I get through telling you, I'll show you some pictures.
Okay, great.
But anyhow, he had these horses that he brought from Nebraska. And they were paying big money to have corn and feed brought from Rock Springs out here.